Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you were, let's say, a nurse, a doctor, maybe, worked at a bank, and you had a hot guy come in.
Yeah. Okay.
Would you check out his bank account and just see how much he's got in it? Or would you look up his medical facts just to see how healthy he really was?
Well, if you're a doctor, his medical records.
Yeah, I know. I was like, what are you doing as a doctor working at a bank? That's so stupid.
Not only that, but if you are a healthcare provider, what are you looking at to make sure he's, like, you know, more than just a good-looking guy?
Well, I've always heard rumors that, like, you know, bank tellers will do that if they see an attractive guy. Or even, let's say, you go to a pharmacist. Your pharmacist or a pharmacist assistant will know a lot about you.
Right.
Just by looking stuff up that you've gotten help with. Yeah.
It happens. I worked at Pick a Flick Video, and I'd see good-looking people come in. I'm like, let me see what they've been written.
Kato, I did. Of course it happens. I mean, that's a stupid question. If you go somewhere and people can find out about you, if there's some reason for them to look you up, they can and will.
If I would look to see, okay, how much money, but is it a joint bank account? Is he married?
Okay, but that's just pretty basic. You could see that without even digging. But looking up how much he makes is probably going a little deeper. But you know, if some guy comes in and flirts with a teller, she's going to go, well, before I flirt more with him, let me just see. Oh, $4.50? I don't think so.
Okay, but even if you're like a bank teller or something like that and your friends come in, would you look up your friend's stuff, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that's not right.
No, there are a lot of people would. Okay. Why not? It's not like you're going to, you know, you're not taking it home and making money off of it. It's just curiosity.
And I think looking up the movies, Kato, would tell a lot about someone.
Oh, yeah.
When
it did.
You saw it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I guess so, because they would have been like, that guy's a perv.
Yeah.
He can't really like all these foreign movies.
Right.
So it's just a given then. If you are a bank teller, if you're a nurse, if you work at a pharmacy, maybe a mortgage company, you could look up some financial.
Well, a mortgage company already knows a lot about you. You had to tell them
a lot. That's true. That's true. Is there any other jobs out there could tell you something about
police?
Oh, that's a good one, because I've had police friends look up stuff.
For you or about you?
No, for me.
Then how could you even ask this question? If they're looking it up for you, you know people are looking it up for themselves.
Well, they were shady police guys.
I'm kidding. I have a friend who lives in Florida, and he was hanging out with a police officer off duty, and he was cutting up with the guy and said, hey, run me. Just run my name and see what you come up with. There was a warrant out for him.
Oh, no.
Did they arrest him?
No, but the police officer says, you know, I'm supposed to take you in right now, but if you turn yourself in tomorrow, and I forget it's some outstanding warrant from years ago that just been sitting there. But, so don't ever ask a cop to do that.
No.
If you're hanging out with them, because it might not be good.
Even if you have been, on the nice list.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm going to avoid that question.
Exactly.
Sure, because you might have a ticket from 20 years ago, and they're sitting there trying to burn you on it.
I think if you have friends at Victoria's Secret, and you go in and you ask, has this guy bought a lot of lingerie here? Then you'd know if he's buying it for somebody else, too. That's what I would think.
You have issues.
Yeah, you do.
You
That's
do.
Crazy.
I don't. I mean, I just thought of that.
That's why you
I
have
don't
issues.
Do it.
I
have issues looking it up. You guys would do it, but it's not okay for me to do
that's
it.
Just
well,
weird.
What guy's shopping at Victoria's Secret?
A guy who appreciates lingerie and likes the woman he's with.
So you're going to go in and go, yeah, Bill Smith. Yeah. You have a record on him.
You know what? I bet there are girls who work there who get that all the time.
I don't
But
buy
if
it.
A guy's buying lingerie, you already know he's buying it for somebody else. He's not wearing it. Is he?
Well,
she's saying besides her.
Besides another girl. I am not the only one, that kind of thing.
You do have issues.
Woo, yeah, girls know what I'm talking about.
No, they don't.
I'm just going to scratch Victoria's Secret employee off the list, guys. I don't think that applies
okay.
to the topic.
That's all right. Yeah. I know what I'm talking about.
No.
You just don't know.
Okay.